Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Honk. Second trivia question, what is the hottest planet?
Well, our previous guest, she guessed Mercury, I guessed Saturn, I just randomly, and it's...
The answer is Venus, and it's because the atmosphere helps retain much of the sun's heat. Because you'd think it'd be Mercury being closest to the sun, but...
I don't even want to know how hot it is, but it's probably like 700 degrees or something crazy.
Yeah, there you go. That was hard, but you got that one. All right, so Mark, there's a lot of stuff going on in the real estate market. It's kind of on fire, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're going through a really rough patch right now as a society and nationwide and in California here. You know, I get two papers every morning at home, the Marin Independent Journal and the San Francisco Chronicle. And not a day goes by that the headlines aren't, you know, everything and all there is for COVID. And, you know, we're experiencing a spike. You're seeing charts and graphs where it looked like we had flattened the curve. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's just exploded again. And, you know, Marin County, the headlines were we had the highest rate of infection, which really is a little bit misleading because we have such a small population and there's a lot of testing going on here. So it just, you know, it's just funny. I have to keep telling my wife, you know, stop reading the headlines because first of all, the people that wrote the article don't usually write the headlines. The headlines are written by the editors because they want to draw eyeballs. But if all you do is read headlines all day long, you know, and God help you if you read the Drudge Report because, you know, it's got 50 headlines from across the world that would just make you want to crawl back in bed.
But how many people?
So, you know, with all of this.
I mean, was it, would we have like 50 cases? I mean, it wasn't really that large. It went from like 35 to 50. So it's like, oh my gosh, it's 50% increase. But.
Well, and again, I don't want to make this show about Marin County because, you know, this is a Bay Area radio show, but. You know, the Bay Area, now we're seeing businesses being asked to close again that we're preparing to open. And I guess the point I'm trying to make, and I'm not saying anything new or novel that anybody doesn't know, is there's a lot of economic hardship going on right now. But within that economic hardship, there are areas where certain industries are doing actually rather well. And I happen to be blessed at Pacific Private Money to be in a lending space where demand really didn't go down all that much. It did go down. Year over year, our company is down for the first time in 10 years. We're not experiencing year over year growth year to date. And that's because a lot of the loans that we've had in the pipeline never actually closed. The transactions didn't happen. People backed out. But still, we've stayed open. We're advertising. And what's interesting right now is our loan pipeline, the loan application pipeline of loans that we've green lighted and we've collected applications, it's about as high as it's been all year, close to $30 million, which for us is what we call a fat pipe. And in the real estate industry, we talk to realtors all the time. In the last couple of weeks, what I'm hearing is that the real estate market in the Bay Area is on fire. Things that go, that are well priced and listed, are getting multiple offers again. And that reflects the fact that in the Bay Area, as much as California, we have limited inventory. And of course, the newspaper will tell you that, you know, listings are down year over year. Well, yeah, okay, well, fewer homes are on the market and much fewer homes are on the market than in, you know, really strong years where lots of homes, it was a robust marketplace. But those fewer homes are going quickly. So it's still, for the most part, a seller's market throughout California, and particularly in the Bay Area. It's not a buyer's market. We didn't have the 20 to 30% decline in real estate values that a lot of people were fearful of back in March. Well, half were fearful and the other half were hopeful, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for opportunities.
So why don't you think, you know, with the fact that the virus not dissipating yet and potentially increasing, why has real estate stayed up?
Well, the real estate industry has gotten really creative in an effort to be able to take what was largely a very hands-on and personal experience and put it online and make it so that you can do virtual tours, you can get a loan without ever having to visit a bank or a mortgage broker. You can do everything online and over the phone. And you can have notaries come by wearing a mask and sign the loan documents. In fact, loan applications I happened to bank with Wells Fargo, and I was reading an internal memo where they, well, actually, it's not an internal memo. It was released to the public. They're now only taking jumbo loan refinances. And then again, jumbo loans are pretty common in the Bay Area. They're only taking jumbo loan refinance applications if you have $1 million or more in their bank. So they're really, and that's up from $250,000, but still they're exploding in refinance applications.
Wait, so
right
there
now.
That year many people who have $1 million in their bank? In their bank?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, that's their way of slowing down the rate of refinance applications, because I just refinanced my home and I'm about to sign loan documents this week. It took a few months to do it because I own my own company and I've got complicated financials. So, you know, it's taken the better part of 90 days to refinance my home, but I locked in a 3% rate. And, you know, that's pretty amazing. So I'm pretty happy about that. I give a shout out to Wells Fargo there, who I know have had a lot of bad press lately, but there are a lot of fine people that work for that bank, and they have among the lowest rates that you're going to find for jumbo loan products, if you can get your application in, which now looks like it's going to be a little bit tough. But, you know, again, just the point of this segment really is just to say that we're in a business at Pacific Private Money, you know, Edward, where you and I are raising capital from private individuals who we use that capital to lend that money out and to thank them for the use of their capital. We pay them 7 to 8% return on their money. I'm here to tell you that the real estate industry, the lending industry, the purchasing industry is very strong right now in the Bay Area.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get into more of that. I'm sure the audience wants to know how they can very conservatively earn over 7%. Closer to even 7.5%. All right, third trivia question. What is Aladdin's monkey friend named? What was his name? Remember? In the cartoon where Robin Williams was?
I saw the movie a lot, but I don't know that I can remember the name. I'll have to think about that during the commercial break.
All right, call 888-912-1190. The first caller with the correct answer is going to win that tanning certificate. Stay with us. The best of investing is going to be right back.